Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is Rock and Roll Jazz Friday on The Savage Nation. And allegedly, this is the most exciting radio talk show in America. It certainly was exciting getting here to the radio station at the KSO studios in San Francisco tonight. If I told you what I had to do to get before this microphone, you'd say he's making it up for shtick. No, I'm not. The stories are there. Soldiers at Fort Hood told that Christians are extremists. That's what's going on in Obama's military. Did you hear what came out tonight? Late-breaking news. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate is executive at the company that built the Obamacare website. Let me repeat that. We now see naked corruption, if not something else. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate is an executive at the company that built the Obamacare website. We are not implying that the First Lady benefited in any way whatsoever. But there is a thing called nepotism in government, which is known to go back to Abraham and Isaac. Story number two, which is very alarming tonight, and she will be our guest at the bottom of the hour, a wonderful lady, one of the finest reporters in America, Mrs. Hudson, a great investigative reporter. They broke into her house with bulletproof vests, and they stole the reporter's confidential files on a false pretext. Audrey Hudson, wonderful lady, as kind a lady as you'll ever meet, a result of the federal thuggery going on under the Obama administration. If this doesn't bother you, I've got other things to bother you with. But first, let me tell you how I got to the station. Again, you're listening to The Savage Nation on Rock and Roll Jazz Friday. The phone number is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. The only topic I will not talk about is Obamacare, because it's done all day long. I told you my position on it all week long, which is give Obamacare a chance. Why do I say that? Give it a chance to be the Frankenstein that it is, and let Obama and the demon cats own it. If you stand in the way of Obamacare, what you're doing is you're actually helping Obama and Harry Reid and the people who run them. Don't stand in the way. You're being a fool. You're playing checkers while they're playing triple electronic chess. Anyway, here we are. It's another Friday. It's not Rock and Roll Friday. It's Jazz Friday. We can start with the number one story, which is the Michelle story. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate is executive at the company that built the Obamacare website. That's $1 billion, folks. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate is a top executive at the company that earned the contract to build a failed Obamacare website. Tony Towns Whitley, Princeton class of 85, is senior VP at CGI Federal, which earned the no-bid contract to build a $700 million Obamacare enrollment website at healthcare.gov. CGI Federal is the U.S. arm of a Canadian company. This is unbelievable to me. In another time, in another place, the FBI would have investigated this day one. Her records would have been seized. Her computer would have been seized. If we were not living in a banana republic, this would have been an investigation from the day it was granted as a no-bid contract. How do you feel about Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate being an executive at the company that built the Obamacare website? Does it bother you? Do you think it's a good thing? Now, if you think that's a problem that you believe is related to nepotism or worse, wait until you hear the soundbite I'm about to play for you. Here is the stranger, Harry Reid, telling us that everybody wants to pay more taxes. Listen to this weirdness in clip one.
The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. The rich know that. The rich are willing to pay more. They're not the ones out here saying, please don't tax me. But the only people who feel there shouldn't be more coming into the federal government from the rich people are the Republicans in the Congress. Everybody else, including the rich people, are willing to pay more. They want to pay more.
You know,
he's
starting to sound deranged. I've always not liked Harry Reid's politics, but I've always respected him because of his ability to move bills that I despise through Congress. I think the man is senile. Does he know any rich people who want to pay more taxes? Let's start with those corporations who are paying no taxes. General Electric earned over $5 billion, no taxes. Ask Jeffrey Immelt if he is willing to pay more taxes, number one. What about Verizon? So far as I know, zero taxes. What about Microsoft? Low taxes. What about Google? Almost no taxes. They're doing double Dutch tax evasion, in my opinion, paying almost no taxes on U.S. earnings. So what rich are we talking about? Harry Reid is talking about those who own businesses. These are naked, well, I don't even want to use the word because it's overused and you won't believe me if I tell you what this is. Obama and his cronies are attacking the middle class, not the rich. When he says rich, he means the middle class business owner. These are naked socialists on the order of the ex-Soviet leader, Joseph Stalin, who attacked the bourgeoisie, meaning the rich. The real rich under Stalin paid nothing. The real rich under the Democrats, the real rich under the dictators of the past usually got favored contracts and very low taxes. It was always the middle class that was hammered. 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation. We're open for business. If I tell you what I had to do to get to the station, you won't believe me, so I'm not going to tell you. Neil's on the other side. Good thing he's 6'4", and he looks like a Panzer tank driver, because that's what he needed to get through San Francisco traffic. I have multiple studios all over the Bay Area, and I generally use one only, which is me and Teddy. Same place. Tonight I decided, well, I haven't been in the city for a long time. So I went to my San Francisco studio, which is not in this KSFO building. I have yet another studio, which is about a mile away. And we're connected about 10 minutes after the hour. It runs fine. Then all of a sudden, it doesn't run fine. The ISDN line starts to, whatever, wobble, schmobble. I said, I can't take it. Come get me. I can't drive in this traffic. He fights his way through downtown traffic, heading out of town in the midst of rush hour. We couldn't get here. We had to go miles in the other direction to cross and jump and screaming at bicyclists. It's a good thing that I had a Panzer tank driver driving his car, because it's what we needed to get through these. Oh, if I told you what we said to those bicyclists. See, normally they're surly to drivers in little cars, but they look over and they see who their customer is. And when they saw we had the Panzer tank driver in the driver's seat, suddenly the nasty rats on their bicycles kept their stinking mouths shut and got out of our way. We got here a minute before the show. It's the Savage Nation. 855-407-282 KSFO. Andy, you're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Andy?
Hey, how are you?
How am I? You just heard how I am. I'm a wreck.
About Michelle Obama and
Andy, you asked how I am. I am a wreck. How are you?
Because of look at Valerie Jarrett.
Andy, the way this works is I say something and you react to me. You said, how am I? Andy, you asked me how I am, correct?
Yes.
The answer is I'm a wreck. How are you?
I'm also a wreck. This bothers me. It bothers me a lot. But, you know, it's starting to get to be my normal state bothered, but I guess it's good.
Okay, so what bothers you?
The Obamas. This whole...
Hello, are you still there? Does it bother you that Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate, is a top executive at the company that built the Obamacare website on a no-bid contract? Does that bother you?
Yes. Everything they do together bothers me.
But why was it a no-bid contract? No bid means no bid. It's a closed contract. It's corrupt. Means it's a corrupt contract. We haven't seen anything like this since the no-bid contracts during the Iraq War under Bush, have we?
I've never even heard of a no-bid contract.
Oh, they existed. They existed in great numbers under George Bush. Don't think this is the first time there's been a no-bid contract. The military contractors, many of them were no-bids. Thanks for the call. 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. MichaelSavage.com. Let's take the next call out of WMAL in the heart of the monster, Washington, D.C. Go ahead, please. Lisa, you're on the program.
Yes, the only thing I want to say is that the Tea Party should get out of the Republican Party because they're screwing them, and then go after both parties, the establishment, and wreck them. That's
Well, hold it. Let's be real. That's an emotional statement that has very little chance of succeeding as a party unto itself. You have to understand how this system has been set up and how it's run. It's corrupt. It's almost impossible to create a third party that would get on 50 ballots. Do you understand that?
You need four.
Wait, listen to me. Do you remember what Ross Perot did with his third party run? Who was affected by Ross Perot, the Democrats or the Republicans?
Republicans got screwed.
Thank you. But he set it up, in my opinion, to destroy the Republican vote. He set it up in order to make sure that Bill Clinton won. Now, he was very appealing, wasn't he, Ross Perot, remember?
He was, to a point.
You remember he said, "Now I've looked under the hood of America, and that engine's broken and sputtering, and I'm the doctor. I'm going to fix that engine." We loved Ross Perot.
And then
we found out that the 15 or 18% that he sucked away from the Republican Party is what cost the Republicans the election. And then we found out that he had a company called EDP or EDV, I forget what it was. His company was a data maintenance company whose primary contract was running the welfare checks for the government. Do you understand what he was doing there?
Yeah, I get it.
Thanks for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This song goes out to Catherine Sebelius. We'd recommend she go get a job for people that she works for. Maybe she could take a job in Domino's or Pizza Hut. I'm sure she'd be real good at filling a sub sandwich. Then she'll know who the people are that she works for. Would you like lettuce on that foot long? It's the Savage Nation, 855-407-282. This is Friday. What a day it's been. The bombshell story is that Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate is an executive at the company that built the $700 million Obamacare enrollment website on a no-bid contract. In a rational government, the FBI would seize this woman's computers. We're not suggesting there was any wrongdoing, nor are we suggesting that there's any benefit to Michelle Obama. But it sure stinks to high heaven when it's a no-bid contract. At least that's what the little people think. John in Chicago, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I'm a Chicago police officer, and being in Chicago, Rahm has those no-bid contracts here as well.
Rahm Emanuel?
Yes.
Oh, God, it's as bad as it gets. It gets worse by the day.
Yes, I wanted to tell you and compliment you, Doctor. We spoke about you in our roll call the other day. With all the crime and corruption going on, we had to take a lighter side, and I talked about you in roll call, mentioning for a few coppers that were sick, I had to talk about your book, Healing Children Naturally. It's not just about children. It's some of these unhealthy cops, and then we spun it into your other books.
Oh, you started with my health books and brought it around to politics, and what happened? Your captain told you to stop?
Well, there was one guy that was very adamant. It's just nice that roll call turned into a positive spin because we talked about all Chicago and the corruption and the crime, and there's not enough people talking about
it. It's frightening. You know, I'm going to be I'm going to be on every day starting January 1st in your market on WLS. I've been waiting for this my entire career. I will be on WLS, one of the greatest stations in the country, come January. So you're going to get more of Savage rather than less of Savage. Now, this thing about no-bid contracts and corruption, why don't you consider moving to Cicero, where Al Capone once was the mayor?
I'm trying to get out of the state, Doctor. There's one person in particular that does talk about the current crime in Chicago. Can I mention his name?
We'll find out. Get ready to hit the kill button.
No, it's Colin Flaherty.
Oh, a local guy, sure. I'm sure he's a local host. That's great. And what has happened? Have they found him with cement shoes in the bottom of Lake Michigan?
Not yet, Doctor.
Uh-huh.
Not yet.
Well, I suggest he doesn't go on a Sicilian boat ride. You know what that is, don't you?
Yes.
A friend of mine who's a fisherman said, don't ever go on a Sicilian boat ride. I said, what is that? He said, it's a one-way trip. Oh, God, that's terrible.
But we did surveillance the other day, and it's just a pleasure. I have to dodge bullets sometimes, but it's a pleasure listening to you when I'm doing surveillance or other things in this corrupt.
Well, let me tell you, you guys have to hang in there. This too shall pass. You know, there are cycles to everything in a country. There's a cycle in a life. There's a cycle in a nation's life. There's a cycle in a city's life. There is a cycle to corruption. You in Chicago are living through a violence and a corruption that your city has not seen since Al Capone's day. It's worse than it was under Daley, and I know it for a fact. Because one thing about the boss, Daley, there was no crime like there is now. There were no shootings in the streets, not like today.
Thank you, Doctor. I can't compliment you more, and I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate is the executive at the company that built the Obamacare website. What a bomb that is. No bid contract. No bid contract. It stinks to high heaven. This is something out of a banana republic. It's something you would have seen in Argentina, Venezuela, Colombia, Mexico, but not in the United States of America in this day and age. What is going to happen as a result of this? Probably nothing. Remember when Solyndra disappeared, the solar company, and they had gotten a $500 million a grant from Obama? Remember that? And all of a sudden they went bankrupt. And, oh, no, you're kidding. Well, we knew that was coming. Remember we heard the FBI went in there to seize their records, and I went on the air and I said, oh, thank God, the FBI is seizing Solyndra's records. We'll get to the bottom of it. One of you called my show and said, Michael, don't be naive. The reason that the FBI has seized the records of Solyndra is so they will bury the case. And bury it, bury it, bury it. Apparently the records of Solyndra took a one-way boat ride to the bottom of Lake Erie. It's a sad thing to talk about this. If they're coming after reporters like Mrs. Hudson with full body armor, who are they coming after next? Will it be you or will it be me?
Savage. The Savage Nation.
This is a really shocking thing that there's no federal intervention here.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation, blasting out of San Francisco to America. Although it's Friday and you're supposed to just do a throwaway show, I find Fridays are the most important day. In some ways, people are desperate to hear the news, and news there is. Right now, you're going to hear a story that should alarm every American, whether you're Democrat, Republican, AC, DC, or foot power. The feds confiscated an investigative reporter's confidential files during a raid. On the face of it, you say, well, what does that mean? I'm not a reporter. Why should I care? Well, let's listen to the story from the reporter whose house was invaded by body-armored federal thugs, federales. This is a woman who's a very nice person, Audrey Hudson. She's been working for years as a reporter for the Washington Times. Now I believe she's with Newsmax. Yes? Is it Newsmax? Yeah. Audrey, are you with us on the Savage Nation?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on.
Audrey, when I saw the story, I said, that's awful. When I saw it was you, I said, this is even more awful. Would you tell my audience what happened?
Yeah, in early August at about 4:30 in the morning, my sweet little schnauzer just started barking like crazy. I got out of bed, looked out the window, and our house was literally surrounded. And there were officers wearing complete body armor approaching the house. And my husband gets up early in the morning to go to work. He leaves about 4:15. So they had actually caught him down the road and brought him back. The phone rings. It's my husband. He said, the police are here. Open the door.
Now, what was the crime?
They came in with a search warrant for a potato launcher.
What is a potato launcher?
A potato launcher. My husband purchased it 5 years ago online. It's a gimmick. It's just a fun little thing. It's just like a big barrel, if you will, that you would attach to your gun, and you kind of jam it onto a potato. It takes a slice of the potato. You punch it out with a blank, and it's fun. We also have a golf ball launcher.
What is it? Does it fire the potato?
It fires potatoes.
So, in other words, they're trying to now seize all assault potato launchers?
They alleged in the...
Obama now wants all assault potato launchers seized in America?
Yes.
Now, Audrey, this is not a laughing matter. Is that why they came?
It's not. The search warrant said they came because they believed that he had purchased this potato launcher from some Swedish arms smuggler or something.
Wait a minute. Where do you buy a potato launcher?
He bought it online.
Okay, but let's say I wanted a potato launcher. Where would I buy a potato launcher?
A potato launcher, I don't recommend it. But all you do is put in Google, and you'll see it'll pop up.
But are they illegal? Is it illegal to buy a potato launcher?
They are not illegal.
So why is the government afraid of assault potato launchers?
I don't think they were. I think that was just the excuse to get into my house.
Ah, okay. So now what were they really after?
Well, once they were in the house, the Homeland Security official said, are you the same Audrey Hudson who wrote all of those air marshal stories for the Washington Times?
Oh, God. What air marshal stories?
You know, I talked about them on your show, but it's been years ago, about the Homeland Security officials lying to Congress about how many air marshals were actually protecting flights from another terrorist attack.
Okay, you wrote that. It was critical of TSA, I suppose, or Homeland, DHS, rather, and Big Sis got angry, and was she the one, you think, behind this? Big Sis, she's not there anymore.
Well, that's true. She's not there anymore. But this happened on August 6th, the raid did.
And was Big Sis still there, or had she left to destroy the University of California yet?
You know, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you this. Since I live in California and I'm a graduate of the University of California, I'm going to put out a warning in the alumni bulletin warning everybody to definitely turn in their assault potato launchers.
Would be wise. I know you're making me laugh, and I need you to make me laugh, because quite honestly, this whole thing has just...
All right, so they went in on the pretext of the potato launcher, then they asked you about, did you write the articles critical of DHS, and then what happened, Audrey?
So then they searched our house for 3 hours. They confiscated my legally registered guns.
Oh, my God.
Until a month after the raid... that they called me to tell me that while they were here, they also helped themselves to 5 files.
Oh, no.
All of the source material.
Did the search warrant contain an element in it which said they can get those files or not?
No, it did not.
Then, okay, here's the next. Okay, I want to hear the rest of it because are you suing them?
Well, I'm thinking about it.
Well, who authorized this? Who was it who violated your privacy? Who violated your civil rights? Who violated your American rights? Who did this?
The Maryland State Police and Homeland Security.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but I know a good one, and I'd raise a defense fund for you in 1 minute. I'd do anything I can to see the guilty party suffer for this.
I would take you up on that.
I will do it. I will do it. We have to stop this thuggery coming out of DHS and other federal departments. We have to stop it from wherever it's coming, because it's going to kill all of us unless we stop this fascism, Audrey. You know this better than I. You know how this begins and you know how this ends.
I do, and that's what's really so frightening. I mean, what next? Are the state police going to start letting the Navy and the Marines accompany them on search warrants into a reporter's house to confiscate their notes? They didn't touch any other file in my office, and they pulled out boxes and boxes and boxes of my files and went through every one. They took none of my documents on the guns I owned. They took the 5 files on the Federal Air Marshal
Service. Okay, so they wanted to find your sources inside the Air Marshal Service. Is that what they were looking for?
That's what they walked out with.
So they were looking to find the federal employee who blew the whistle on what was going on and punish that individual. Is that what they wanted?
Yes.
Have they found that person or persons, in your estimation?
I do not know, because, quite frankly, I have not reached out to any of those guys. I've cut them off. I can't put them in danger.
Okay. Did you get your guns back?
No.
What do you mean no? Why not?
No. They haven't filed any charges, and they haven't returned my gun.
Okay, you need a lawyer. You need a lawyer, Audrey. I'm sorry. I have enough trouble on my own, but I have to help you. I have to help you. The Savage Nation will help you. We've got to raise money for the Audrey Hudson Defense Fund. This is a seminal case. Every reporter in America should be behind you, and I'm sure they're not. Have you had any help from ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox News, etc.?
I will be on Fox on Monday.
Oh, good. On Wahlbanger's show or on Megan's show?
I'm doing Gretchen's new show.
Good for her. At least she has the integrity to
to do a story that is not self-serving? How much can we watch Wallbanger with the phone operator? How many more days of that? But, Audrey, this is a big story. And Gretchen...
Yes.
I admire Gretchen for doing that. I really do. At least she's going to back you. That's fantastic. Now, first of all, they entered with a search warrant on the pretext of the potato launcher, number one. Is a potato launcher illegal?
No, it is not.
So why would they? How would they get a search warrant for a potato launcher?
They actually didn't even get it in my county. They had to go judge shopping to get the warrant signed.
But on what basis, if the potato thing is not illegal?
Because they claimed in the search warrant that a potato launcher can be converted into a silencer, which, by the way, is also not illegal. But if we had a silencer, we would have owed taxes on it.
A silencer of that size would have to fit on the end of a what kind of gun? It would be a huge barrel, a monster bore, right?
It could have fit on, yeah.
You'd have to put that on the end of a bazooka.
Well, no, they're not that big.
So it's small potatoes we're talking about.
It doesn't launch the entire...
All right, so they're only seizing small potato assault launchers.
Yes.
Okay. I feel better because I thought that the government was going after large potato launchers. Well, at least we see that Obama's minions are consistent. They're concentrating on small potatoes.
You know, that's a great way of putting it, because that's exactly what they did.
Look, Audrey, I can turn anything into a joke because I have a gallows sense of humor, but this is not a laughing matter. Anyone listening to the show should understand the seriousness of this subject. It's a Friday night. They don't want to hear any more. They sent in the Coast Guard Investigative Service. What in the hell is that?
Exactly. My husband works for the Coast Guard Yard in Baltimore. But this has nothing to do with his job. He's a civilian. They're now claiming in the story, the Daily Caller broke the story this morning, and the Washington Times also has a story up now, that they claimed that they were brought along because my husband worked there. This was not work-related.
A Coast Guard Investigative Service breaking into a reporter's house?
Yes.
And the Coast Guard's not concerned about the illegal aliens here? Not concerned about the visitors from Iran, the visitors from Saudi Arabia, who might be plotting something against us? You're their problem?
Yes, I am their problem. Inland.
Oh, Audrey.
I just want to make that clear.
What'd you say, Audrey? I didn't catch that.
I said I don't live on a houseboat. I want to make that clear.
Okay, well, that's interesting, because if you did, of course, you'd be under their jurisdiction. I hope they didn't hurt your schnauzer at the same time they broke it. Normally they kill dogs now.
I know you mean that seriously.
Oh, I do. How many dogs have we seen killed by these psychotic drug addicted cops that break into people's houses and are afraid of a schnauzer?
To be honest, that was the first concern that we...
Absolutely.
And I put the dog in the bedroom. I didn't even go to the front.
Well, because after all, a guy with a .40 caliber gun and body armor might be hurt by a schnauzer.
Miniature schnauzer.
Well, that's right. If they're after small potato launchers, they can be after small dogs.
They moved her out of the bedroom and they put her in the bathroom.
Did they bring her in for questioning and put her under a lamp and give her a beating?
No.
Did they bring in a Rottweiler to give her a grilling?
But we're talking about...
We're speaking with Audrey Hudson, one of the best investigative reporters in American history, who was just attacked, verbally abused, terrified by your government for no reason whatsoever. If you can't ask Audrey a question, we'll open it up when I come back at 855-400-7282. We have one open line, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. If you have a question or a comment for Audrey Hudson, then we'll go back to regular programming. This is The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. It's getting weirder every day under Obama. I hate to say under Obama, but do you think this isn't coming from the top? When you have the federal government confiscating an investigative reporter's confidential files during a raid that was set up as a pretext to get her files
You're now living in a banana republic. And she should sue them and find out who launched this jackbooted attack upon her. Audrey Hudson is a wonderful veteran Washington, D.C. reporter, a real journalist, as opposed to the fakes like George Step on All of Us. She's not one of those fakers at those networks. She's a real reporter, which is why they did this to her. Let's take our first question. Line 7, Angela on WABC. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, Angela. Go ahead, please. Angela, what's your question for Audrey? We'll go on to the next caller. 855-400-7282. Audrey, are you there?
I am.
I think it's best if you just tell us one more element to this story. Did you ask when you will get your weapons back? Because they had nothing to do with the raid.
They told me I was not, that I couldn't have the weapons.
What?
They told me that because my husband was a registered firearm dealer about 20 years ago, and he got busted for not paying a tax on a gun.
Yeah.
And so now they're saying that because of a Maryland law and because of what happened 27 years ago, they said that I'm not allowed to have a gun.
Audrey, I want to read some of the comments on the bottom of the Daily Caller article, and bless them for covering it. They're the only ones who did, by the way. It was on the Daily Caller. Drudge picked it up. I put it on Michael Savage. Listen to what someone wrote. The similarities between Barack Hussein Obama's America and Vladimir Lenin's Russia are eerie. Not only is Obama mirroring Lenin's tactics to the letter for socialization of our economy, he's using KGB terror tactics to intimidate freeborn U.S. citizens and unconstitutionally denying them their civil rights. The daily criminal activities of this corrupt Marxist dictator Obama is a crime against every single citizen of this country. Do you agree with that, or is that too harsh?
I would not disagree.
You would not disagree. Do you think that's why you were targeted, because you're one of the few investigative reporters left?
I definitely think they wanted to intimidate me and silence me. I definitely believe that.
Do you remember what was said by Cardinal Niemöller? When the Nazis came for the communists, I remained silent because I was not a communist. When the Nazis locked up the social democrats, I remained silent because I was not a social democrat. When the Nazis came for the trade unionists, I did not speak out for I was not a trade unionist. When the Nazis came for the Jews, I did not speak out for I was not a Jew. And when they came for me, there was no one left to speak out. That was Cardinal Niemöller in Nazi Germany, Audrey, and frankly, all the hairs on my body just stood up. I think everyone listening to this show should tell all of their friends about what happened to Audrey Hudson, because something has got to change in this country rapidly for us to survive, even as a rudimentary constitutional republic. If you follow the arc of this scenario that Obama is inflicting upon reporters and everyone else, there will be no free speech, there will be no free reportage, there will be no free anything left in the country except food stamps. Audrey, do you have any last words for the audience tonight?
Well, ironically, this is Free Speech Week.
It's Free Speech Week.
It's National Free Speech Week.
Audrey, are any other mainstream media folks, do you have any friends? Are they concerned that they could be next?
Actually, I heard today from a lot of my colleagues that I've worked with over the years in Washington.
But are they going to help you? It's okay for them to say, Audrey, we sympathize, but they don't have the guts to help you?
Well, there's some more articles that are going to come out. I'm confident.
Well, I'm frightened for you, Audrey. I know you told my producers that you haven't laughed since this happened. When did this happen to you?
This happened on August 6th.
And you've been basically living in a bubble of fear since.
That's exactly right. I didn't know that they took my files until September.
Well, this is very serious business. You're listening to The Savage Nation. If you don't know what the story is about because you haven't heard it before in the other shows, go to a Daily Caller or michaelsavage.com. And Audrey Hudson will do everything we can to keep the story alive. We will be in touch. Give your husband a hug. Give your dog a kiss.
Well,
or shall I say, give your dog a hug? And give your husband a kiss. I don't know what is better. But the thing is this. Maybe when this is all over, you can ask the Obamas if they will let Bo, their dog, have a play day with your dog.
in compensation for what they've done to your dog, who they've traumatized.
She's been through enough.
That's right. I think your dog deserves a day with Bo.
Do you want to hear something really sad? You're the only person that will get this. Is ever since this happened, my dog is so traumatized, she will not sleep in the bed with us anymore. She gets up as soon as she thinks we're asleep, and she goes back to the front window and sits in front of
us. Oh, my God, she's waiting to she's like a watchdog now.
She is. So she's up patrolling the house and just crashing all day.
Well, I guess the brave police from Maryland should bring a shotgun next time because, you know, if they kick your door in, that schnauzer just might be a threat to their body armor.
Oh, that terrified me. That's why I said that's the first thing I did was I grabbed the dog and put her up.
What's happened to my country, Audrey? What's happened to your country? Where did it go? Where did it go? How much further can it go? Can it get any worse? Yes, I won't say this is the end of the beginning or the beginning of the end. I will say, as Winston Churchill did, this is the beginning of something very bad. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be back in a moment to read you all the news headlines of the day. Top of Drudge, Israel warning on Iran bomb. Oh, not again.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation, Rock and Roll Friday. What a day it is. Supposed to be an easy throwaway day, Fridays. You know, everyone says, let's just do a call-in show so they don't have to prep. But when I saw the story that the federal government confiscated and investigated reporters' confidential files during a raid based on a false pretext, and I looked at the reporter's name and I said, Audrey? Nice Audrey Hudson? A nice middle-aged lady, as nice as they come, and they go with body armor, and they intimidate her and her husband and her dog? Just to get files to find out who inside Homeland Security gave us her information. This is a story that should be in every reporter's blog tonight. But there's a story that's somewhat even more disturbing. We've all asked ourselves, since the Obamacare debacle, who got the contract to build that lemon? That lemon, the Obamacare website. Who created that lemon? First thing that entered my mind, sue them. Look into it. Came out today. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate got a no-bid contract. Her company did, rather. No-bid contract for the company that built the Obamacare website. $700 million enrollment website. No-bid contract. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Does it bother you? Does it bother you at all? George Schindler, the president for U.S. and Canada of the Canadian-based CGI Group, became an Obama 2012 campaign donor after his company gained the Obamacare website contract. Does that make sense to you? Is that how it works? Ah, come on. They all do it, huh? They all do it? Are you serious? No, they all don't do it. People go to prison for this kind of thing. No, they don't all do this. As reported by the Washington Examiner early October, DHHS, Health and Human Services, reviewed only CGI's bid for the Obamacare account. CGI was one of 16 companies qualified under the Bush administration to provide certain tech services to the federal government. A senior VP for the company testified this week before the House Committee on Energy and Commerce that four companies submitted bids. But only one was considered, CGI's. Why? It's been a disaster. Let's put aside the connection to Michelle Obama. Let us say it's a weak link. Let's just say, come on, it's a big deal. She went to Princeton. She was a classmate of Michelle. That doesn't mean anything. Let's put that aside. The fact that the website doesn't work is the story.
You go to prison for that. You pay your money back. And you go to jail if you steal money like that. If you go into a 7-Eleven and you rob a beer, you will go to prison. But if you go into the solar industry and you rob $500 million, you go directly to the White House dinner. This is sickening. I guess you don't care about it. No-bid contracts. How do you feel about the reporter? How do you feel about the no-bid contract? Let's begin in, well, Florida somewhere, WCOA Florida. Rebecca, welcome to the Savage Nation. You're on with me. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I enjoy your show immensely. I was the first thing I thought of when I turned on the radio and you were told us about Ms. Audrey. The first thing that came to my mind was Michael Hastings. And I was like, oh, God forbid, she should check her car, all her vehicles, and make sure they didn't put something in there that'll blow up.
Well, I don't think most listeners know who Michael Hastings was. I do. Will you please tell the listeners who he was and what happened to him? Tell the audience who Michael Hastings was, please.
He was a journalist in California, and apparently they did a speed chase after him. And what I read, his car blew up. And
he was in a late model Mercedes, and he was known to be a very timid driver. And yet the car was seen speeding it up to 100 miles an hour, and then crashed into a tree, blew up, caught fire, and he was burned to death. There were then rumors and stories and suspicions that this was done by some kind of controlling device that can control the chip in a car, which is, by the way, valid. You can control a car today with electronic devices. It can be controlled from a distance.
What was funny was that the engine was behind the car instead of ahead of it.
Well, how'd that happen?
I don't know.
Engine was behind the car. Well, we'll never know what really happened. After reading that story, I bought a 1970 Jaguar, not because I like old cars that don't run well, but because there are no chips in it. It's got four speeds, three old SU carburetors. There's not one computer chip in the entire car.
Oh, lucky you.
Unfortunately, I had sold my 65 Cadillac before that. I'd pay more for it than I got for it when I auctioned it off. Because that car was a bear of a car. That car could outrun a lot of cars on the road. It was a tank. There was not a computer chip in that 65 Caddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, thanks for the call. Maybe they put a computer chip in Teddy. I better check him when he gets home tonight from the groomer. I better find out if they put a computer chip in my dog. He's been acting strange lately, I must tell you. Every time I give him a greenie, he looks at me in a weird way, like as if to say, is that all, Dad? Is that all you're giving me is a greenie? What's wrong with you? Anyway, you can only laugh at these things up to a certain point. There are other stories that are equally disturbing, so let me disturb you a little more. It's a Friday night. Most normal people are not listening to the radio. Most normal people are out partying. They're on drugs. They're drunk. They're stuffing themselves with heart attack food. So if you're not that type of individual and you're concerned about America and the direction it's taken under this administration, here's a few stories for you that may make your night even more disgusting. Soldiers at Fort Hood were told that Christians are extremists and a threat to America. I'm not making it up. Soldiers from Fort Hood said they were told that evangelical Christians and Tea Party members are extremists and a threat to America. They said they were warned not to donate to those groups because they would be subject to punishment under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. This came at a briefing on October 17th, and a half an hour of it was devoted to discussion about how perceived radical groups like Christian-based American Family Association were tearing the country apart. Did you hear what I'm telling you? Fox News reports another soldier attending the meeting confirmed the threat of punishment was made. The threat of punishment was made. They are now punishing Christians, especially evangelical Christians. There are other stories that should make you sick. Atheist Mickey Weinstein, who in my opinion is a public enemy, and his MRFs struck again. This man is a deviant of the lowest order, Mickey Weinstein, in my opinion. He's an atheist who has gone after every religious symbol in the U.S. military single-handedly. He has the military in his hand. The well-known atheist Mickey Weinstein is now being used by Obama to advise all the branches of the military on religious tolerance. And one of Mickey Weinstein's policies includes court-martialing military chaplains who share the Christian gospel during spiritual counseling of American troops. I can't make this up. This is how perverted this is. The Air Force Academy today announced that it will now be optional for cadets to recite "So Help Me God" at the end of its honor oath. This is because of the atheists like Mickey Weinstein, who apparently hates God and wants everyone to eschew God from their lives. I don't care if you're an atheist or an agnostic. That's fine with me. That's your right. But I really resent these people stepping on the hearts and souls of people who believe in God, especially those who believe in Jesus Christ. I've got to say this to you. I have never in my life seen anything like this. Why is this so offensive? It's so offensive because George Washington took the oath as our first president, and he swore the oath to God. He said, "So help me God." So why does the American military now turn to a twisted sister, in my opinion, like Mickey Weinstein, whoever this piece of garbage is, and ask this piece of garbage, Mickey Weinstein, whether or not they can say God in a military chapel? This is the country under Obama. This would stop if we had a real president. If we had a real president who really feared, was a real God-fearing president, as opposed to a faker, this one doesn't even fake it. Whatever you may say about Bill Clinton, at least he carried a stage Bible. He had an oversized Bible built for him by his friends in Hollywood. A stage Bible so you wouldn't miss the cross. But at least he staged it. This one doesn't even go to church. Do you know that he's the first president in American history who doesn't even put on a pretense of going to church? How do you feel about that? If he's an atheist, well then now you know why Mickey Weinstein, atheist, is being called upon to deball Christianity in the military. Don't call me on this. There's nothing you can say. That's all. Nothing you can say. Atlanta, Georgia. Troy, you're up on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Yes, Mr. Savage. I just want to say that this is very serious and it's very scary. I've listened to your program off and on through the years, and I'm going to say that most of the time, a lot of times I don't agree with you, but there are times when I do. And this is definitely one time that I agree 110% with you.
Now, what you're talking about, the home invasion by federal SWAT teams into the reporter's home, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, every liberal should be concerned about that because they're next.
Sir, I just want to say that, you know, to anyone on your program that's listening, regardless what political party you are, we really need to pay attention to this and put all that aside and get together and unite. This is very scary and it's very serious.
Troy, listen, you're a liberal. According to the board, it says you're a liberal who voted for Obama. Do you think this is coming from the top?
Say again, sir?
Do you think this type of behavior on the part of DHS breaking into Audrey's home on a pretext and stealing her files, do you think this is coming from the top?
Sir, you know, I don't know where it's coming from. I'm going to say that I'm going to have to assume it is. I don't know where else it could come from. I mean, I'm not familiar with the functionality.
Right, you're right. You're an intelligent man, and you're not jumping to conclusions, but it doesn't matter where it came from. It was wrong. It
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's a violation of her civil rights.
It's about, and you know what? I'm just floored. I don't know what else to say. I'm just, this is some very scary stuff, and it's very serious. And again, I just want to urge anyone, you know, regardless of your political affiliation, need to, you know, get involved and pay attention to this story, and we need to rally behind this woman, because like you said in your monologue, part of your monologue, I mean, who's going to be there when they come for us? And
that's right. That's how it goes, one after the other. And it doesn't have to be intentional. What happens with a snowballing effect is that when a government gets out of control, which this one seems to be sort of out of control in its desire to let us say, suppress free speech, suppress investigation, suppress criticism, is that it does snowball and it has no end to it. Everyone gets crushed in that avalanche.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, and I thank you for being a listener, even though you don't agree with me politically on many issues. We're going to try to have Audrey on once a week to give us an update, give her some outlet. I thank God she's going to be on Fox News next week with Greta Van Susteren. She'll be on Greta Van Susteren's show. So, okay, what can you do? Hey, thank God Greta will have her on. We'll have her on. You'll have her on. And I'll be on in a few minutes. Stay here. I'll be right back.
Joy.
Life could be a confidence in America has been shaken to its core by this corrupt, incompetent administration. I don't care where you are in the world. If you're a thinking person, your confidence in this nation has sunk to new lows for various reasons. Now the rest of the world is waking up to what we've been facing here because of the spying scandal. Now it comes out that there was a no-bid contract. Michelle O's Princeton classmate is a top executive at the company that built the $700 million Obamacare website. Is that accidental? Who knows? Did Michelle benefit from it? I doubt it. But that's not the issue. The issue is it doesn't look good. It stinks to high heaven. That's number one. Number two, if the site doesn't work and it's a bomb, I want my money back. That's all. I'm a taxpayer. I want my money back from the Obamacare website manufacturer. I want my money back. I want them to pay back all the money. It's a lemon. If you buy a new car in California, there's a lemon law, probably many other states now. You have a certain number of days, months to return it. They have to take it back. What about a website that costs $700 million that doesn't roll? I want my money back. I want it back. That's all. And if they don't pay it back, put them in jail. Seize their personal assets. And you think I'm alone in this? Then we have Audrey Hudson, a top flight, nice lady, good person, investigative reporter, wouldn't harm a fly. Now her home is broken into by a bunch of jackbooted thugs with body armor again, intimidating her and her husband on a pretext to grab her files on some article she wrote about DHS and air marshals. This doesn't bother you? A fraud like George Stephanopoulos should cover a story like this. The fraudulent show 60 Minutes, tick, 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 should cover a story like this. They won't cover it because they're worthless government agents. They are worthless government agents. There is little, if any, investigative reporting in this country anymore. Whatever happened to it is a long story that only a professor of journalism could tell. I am not a professor, nor am I a journalist. But I will tell you, I know what happened, and I know how it happened, and I know just exactly when it happened. But that's not the point. We still have rights, we still have courts, and Audrey Hudson needs to start a legal fund, and we need to sue them. I really fear for her, though. I got to tell you this. This is a very dangerous situation. Let's move on. It's Friday night. I want to have a good time. How about you? I'll be right back with happy stories on the Savage
Join
Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
As we spin into the last half hour of hour two of the Savage Nation, this dark Friday night here in San Francisco, going out to America, I have to give you a fair warning that many of you think this is all about, you know, shock value, shock jock, it's all rhetoric. Does it get any worse than an investigative reporter of her stature having her home invaded by body-armored thugs on a pretext and her files stolen? Shouldn't that alarm all of you fraudulent liberals who say that you love liberty and you love the First Amendment? Why are you not rallying behind Audrey Hudson? Why does it take me, Michael Savage, independent conservative, to break the story in the radio? Why was it not on any other radio show? Where were all of the big mouths who were talking all day long about Obamacare, 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 wrapping themselves in the flag all day long? It's good to talk about things in theory, but how about talking about something in reality, something down to earth, something real, something real, like a reporter who's being intimidated by a federal, federal government? That's number one. Now, you see the other story out there that's really disturbing, but it's part and parcel of the Obama mentality. The Marines, the hat thing. Have you heard about the girly hat plan? The Marines wear a certain hat that they've had since 1922. The psychopaths in the Obama administration have nothing better to do than to want to give the U.S. Marines a girly hat that looks like a French cap from the French Foreign Legion from a bad movie put out by a director on LSD. The cap looks like it was designed by a director in Hollywood in the 1960s. It was on LSD. That's Obama's idea of a cap, a girly hat. And why are they doing it? They were given a mandate to create a unisex cap for the U.S. Marine Corps. First of all, let's start with why are women in the Marines? Let's start with that. That's A. Now let's go to B. Why are you changing a hat to make it look like somebody's on LSD and designing hats in the middle of the Gobi Desert in 1961? Or someone went to Morocco and they're on hash and they said, let's design a unisex hat for the Marines that would look like this hat. It's not by accident. Let's go to line three from Ohio. Dave, topic please. You're on the Savage Nation.
You know, I was listening to you talk to the reporter, Audrey Hudson.
Right.
And it made me think. I went over to my bookshelf, and I grabbed Abuse of Power and A Time for War, and I'm flipping through it, and I'm trying to find this scene in the book because it sounds like fiction, what's happening.
Oh, you mean where my hero, Jack Hatfield, has the very same thing happen to him?
Right. You're...
Well, I know. This is life imitating art right now. I wrote it as fiction. And now you have life imitating art. It's frightening, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's going to be just blown over as, you know, it's national.
That's right. It'll be papered over it'll be ignored altogether. It won't even be papered over. It's not even being covered.
No. At least you're covering it. At least you're, are you going to continue to?
Yes, she's going to be on the show once a week till we get to the bottom of it. Yes.
All right.
Yes, once a week we're getting an Audrey Hudson update. That's right.
Number two, Michelle Obama and her classmate.
Yeah, the $800 million no-bid contract.
Yeah. Imagine if this happened in a local government, like a county wardroom or something. Someone would go to prison.
That's right. Especially if the product didn't work.
Oh.
I mean, it's one thing to get an $800 million no-bid contract, let's say, for a highway construction, which goes on all the time. At least they can build a highway. I mean, all roads lead to Rome. We understand that, but at least they can build a road. All the bids for roads where I live, or one company does them all. I don't complain about it. You know why? Because the roads are good. They know how to build a road. I don't think anyone else can make the road as smooth. But if they made the road bad for the $800 million, as the Bay Bridge is bad, with screws. Here in San Francisco, there's a bridge. They rebuild a bridge for billions of dollars, and they buy screws that rust in the middle of the bridge before the bridge is open. Nobody went to prison for the rusty screws. But the city of San Francisco didn't care that they got screwed with the screws. But we all know that those who screwed the city with the bad screws should be behind a jail cell where only the screws control them. That's all I'm going to say about bad screws on the Savage Nation. It's Friday night. I'm getting like a chill up my right leg along. No, my right leg's going out. I'm doing the show standing up. I'm in a studio. And normally I work in one of my home studios. It's me and the dog. And I face a curtain. But it's a good studio. I don't mind. I like being alone. I like the doors barred, locked, guns loaded, etc. I'm in a studio now. It's so bad. It smells of perfume. Somebody works there in the morning. It's like a workplace hazard. You need a biohazard suit to work in this studio. I have a migraine headache. My throat is going out. My eyes are tearing. My ears are ringing. Who broadcasts in this studio with perfume? Who would do a thing like that? It's a violation. Don't women know what this stuff does to people? Cheap toilet water like this? Who does this? And the Mike Muff itself should be put into a museum of broadcasting. That Michael Savage once broadcast in this studio when it was so toxic that he was able to perform for hours despite the overwhelming assault upon his sensibilities and senses. But soon the show will be over. And when the show is over, I'll go out and I'll look at the nights of the lights of the city. Neil, play lights, nights, 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 lights of the city. I love San Francisco. I like when it gets dark early. I really am a weird guy. I don't like too much sunlight. Very mellow. I don't know. It doesn't move me tonight. Play it anyway. Maybe someone feels mellow. Weird mood. Coming to work tonight, I got to tell you, I looked at the people in the street. I saw such morons. It was frightening. We're racing here in the middle of rush hour, and you look at the idiots. You looked at them. I mean, they're walking in the streets. They don't even know. I hear one of them, three bums standing in the street saying, oh, yeah, I got to get some money together to get something to eat. Three bums. Don't work. 50% of America doesn't work. Bums! Bums! You walk through the beautiful grassy parks of San Francisco filled with human filth. Filth! Filth! Why are they in my streets? And do you think these homeless filth don't cost you anything? Do you know how many hundreds of millions of dollars a year the city gives these bums and spends on so-called homeless services? It goes up their noses and down their throats. A sane society would not permit this. A sane society would build work camps. And they would make them work for their check. And if they were unable to work, they would rehabilitate them until they worked. No sane society can go on like this. And it's been going on ever since Governor Brown's father, Pat Brown, closed the mental hospitals, and Ronald Reagan, as governor, had to release them from the nut houses and put them on the streets. I am sick of walking through parks and seeing filthy bums with needles and medical marijuana and lice and shopping carts they steal. You think I'm the only one who turns... You know, it's like we're becoming a city like almost like Calcutta, where the untouchables are out there. You're not supposed to look at them. You can't say anything. They could curse you. They could spit at you. They can say F you to you. They can insult your wife and girlfriend. That's the world you want to live in? No wonder the American people hate politicians. They want someone to stand up and clean the cities up. They want someone to stand up and clean the country up. And they're not getting it for their money. All right, what else is new? Let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. KSFO Steve, thanks for holding. Let's see if I hit the right. No, I can't see in this dark studio. The perfume has blurred my eyes sufficient. I can't even see the numbers. Steve, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, Dr. Savage, I'm a 10-year listener and a long-time admirer of your intellect and your humor.
I wish that we were relatives. Thank you very much.
My comment is, until I heard, I knew the story, but you were the one that broke it first, that Michelle has this friend who is high up in the company that got the no-bid contract.
Right.
My concern is, first of all, it was an exorbitant amount of money for what was done.
Yes.
And I wonder how much of this money is going to come back into the coffers of the DNC to run against the Tea Party.
Yeah, that's interesting. You mean the $678 million that was granted on a no-bid contract to build this lemon of a website that doesn't work? Where's all the money gone, and where will it go, and will some of it wind up in campaign funds, slush funds, in essence?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's my exact point. Our Fuhrer is not below anything. It's Chicago politics at its finest.
Yeah, but we all say it as though it's a given. What does it mean? What do we mean when we say Chicago politics? It's almost become like, okay, but what does that mean? What? Explain when you say Chicago politics what that means.
It's dirty. It's unethical. It is illegal.
Okay, dirty and unethical is part and parcel of politics. Illegal is not part and parcel of politics. That's where the FBI is supposed to step in and arrest people.
I truly believe they're probably in his pocket as well.
Well, we know that he's basically controlling every institutional government, but he wouldn't be the first president who has done so, would he?
No, but considering his background, his father was a communist, and he's very stooped in socialism.
Oh, you can't say that. Ask John McCain. He's a nice American man with a nice family. Ask John McCain, who threw the election. In fact, we have a John McCain piece from his dumb daughter, Megan McCain. Let's listen to Megan McCain now on the Savage Nation. That's clip five. Megan.
We're both frustrated with the idea that only the hyper-conservative wing of the party is going to represent the masses. The past few weeks with the government shutdown, I've never heard him this depressed other than maybe after the 08 election. I mean, he's so depressed, so downtrodden. The way he's talking about how he's never seen it this bad in his 30-plus years in office.
This is the genius daughter of John McCain, and you could see that the ale bottle doesn't fall far from the beer truck. Let's hear the next one, clip six, the brilliance of Meghan McCain.
Republicans are giving young people no reason to join their party right now. And for me, I am a now today 29-year-old, young, privileged daughter of a senator that went to an Ivy League school. And I'm the radical crazy because I want gay people to get married. It's hard to still believe in something that I feel like I'm at the point where I feel like I'm unaccepted in my party. So how can I go tell young people you have to be Republicans? I mean, I'm not going to go tell them to be Democrats, but I'm very open to an independent candidate at this point.
Idiot. Idiot. You could see that the, yeah, okay, I don't want to say any more. You're not supposed to be mean to anyone's daughter. But this one makes it very difficult, even for a gentleman like me. Even a gentleman like me has to, check himself once in a while. What a moron. I mean, God. Pillhead, I mean, the mother, I mean, poor Cindy. Remember that campaign, what it did to her. John McCain is depressed. He's depressed because everyone's calling him what he is. That's why he's depressed. People hate his guts. He went from being a patriot who everyone loved, and he became a jackass in his last years. A jackass who turned on his own country. That's what people think, and he knows it. A warmonger, psychopath. No wonder your father's depressed. He is depressed because he knows what people think of him. They can look right through him, Megan. We all love John McCain. We love the real John McCain, not this creature that has evolved from so many years in that cesspool called Washington. Him and that John, whatever his name, that Lindsey Graham, rather, calling for war in Syria. We were told that if we didn't go to war immediately and start bombing Syria, the world would come to an end. Remember, we were told that they were a threat to us by this psychopath, John McCain. Well, we didn't bomb Syria, did we? Because of Putin and others. I haven't seen anything happen to America as a result of not bombing Syria. Have you? Have you seen any gas used in Syria since then, ladies and gentlemen? Remember they said, oh, we have to stop him because he'll gas them again. What do you mean he'll gas them again? The reports were that the rebels were the ones who launched the gas on the civilians. Not Assad, as bad as he is. So never was there gas used again. Not once. So everything this old bum has said about Syria and war, about the Tea Party, everything this old twisted sister has said was a lie. And the people have told him that, and they're screaming at him at town hall meetings in Arizona. They're screaming at him. They want him to get the heck out of there. They want him to just stop it. Go home and sit in an undershirt and don't shave and just drink beer and be forgotten. Sit there like the old drunk you are, is what they're saying. What, because he's a senator, he's above the law? Because a senator was supposed to respect him? No, they don't respect him. They hate his guts. And who should he thank for that? Himself. McCain should thank himself for being the most hated Republican in America. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
I've been told for 12 years Al-Qaeda is my enemy, sir. Why is my money going to Al-Qaeda in Syria? I'm not some fool standing here in front of you, sir. And I know that our money and weaponry, and by the way, have friends and family in the Jordanian army, and I know what our troops are doing there. And any man who supports Al-Qaeda, I don't care if he's the president of the United States or the senator from the great state of Arizona.
That was a protester telling John McCain to go to hell for supporting Al-Qaeda. And that's why McCain is depressed, because people are standing up to him because they see right through him. If you think that was good, wait until you hear this. Here is the Bugs Bunny of American politics, Nancy Pelosi, at her weekly press briefing. Let's listen to Bugs.
The situation right now is unacceptable. It's unfortunate. But we did not work very hard, and many of us dedicate our public service to a website. It was to an initiative. For affordable, quality health care to all Americans as a right, not a privilege. And that is what this initiative is about. The fact that the website has, I think, beyond glitches, but whatever you want to call them, is disappointing. But it does not take away from the fact that we are on a path.
What path? A path to hell. You're on a path to hell? What do you mean a path? You know, the website is exactly what the healthcare system is going to become. Worthless. You've taken the greatest healthcare system in the world, and you've trashed it out of greed and corruption from the get-go, is what most Americans are saying. The new norm in Hollywood, hypersexuality. I didn't even get to that story. What is going on where they're all becoming strippers? Something called Rihanna is channeling her inner stripper in videos and on Instagram. A creature called Britney Spears is whipping women on leashes. A creature called Nicki Minaj, never heard of her, is breath braless and spilling out of her revealing jacket on Ellen. Scarlett Johansson in her undies on the cover of Esquire. Gaga's got a thong on. And Miley Cyrus, well, she has taught us that each and every day could bring a new tongue or whatever. Young Hollywood stars have hit a new low. Why are they suddenly so oversexed? So determined to show all? So proud of looking like low-life sluts? Answer, because they can. Survival of the fittest in the degenerate jungle of American media. Whoever can be more degenerate is the one on the covers of the magazines. Being a filthy, dirty girl seems to be the newest movement in our pop culture evolution. Now, it began with Marilyn Monroe, a sex kitten. It went back before then. I've watched movies from the 1920s. The girls were very beautiful. I often watch even 20s silent movies, and I wonder at the beauty of some of the stars, starlets of that time, and, you know, where the what they were like at 85 or whatever. But they didn't walk around like this. And if they went from that to this, where will we go from here? Where does this go in 20, 30 years? Or 2 or 3 years? If you have this creature, Miley Cyrus, putting objects next to her private parts, and 14-year-old girls are kind of imitating her. What happens in 5 years? What do they do on stage then? What I'm saying is we need a cleansing of America's soul. We need a cleansing from the top to the bottom. Someone's got to come in and clean the country up from top to bottom. From the Hollywood filth to the no-bid contracts. From girly hats, you got it. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere. Thank you for listening.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to hour number 3 of The Savage Nation for Friday. You made it to Friday. Isn't that wonderful? We all made it to Friday, hour number 3 on The Savage Nation. The top story on michaelsavage.com is the feds have confiscated an investigative reporter's confidential files during a raid. She's a wonderful woman. She's a good friend of ours. She's always been pleasant and supportive of The Savage Nation. They went after Audrey Hudson of The Washington Times. Did you hear this? They broke into her house with bulletproof vests and under a very, very thin pretext. They seized this reporter's confidential files. Why did they do it? Welcome to the new East Germany called the United States under Barack Obama. It's shocking. It's going on. The whole country should be outraged. Journalist Audrey Hudson on The Savage Nation. Meanwhile, the president's first auction for solar energy rights goes bust. Nobody showed up. Meanwhile, the government benefit recipients outnumber full-time year-round workers. Nice going, Barry. Nice going, Barry. More people on welfare than working? Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween is coming early. In Fort Hood, soldiers say the Army warned them to stay away from the Tea Party and Christian groups or they'd be punished. Meanwhile, in Europe, they've fallen out of love with Obama over the spying claims. In Iran, Christians are given 80 lashes for communion wine as the United Nations blasts the human rights record of America. Meanwhile, in United Kingdom, 5 Asians, that's a code word for Pakistanis, beat an American almost to death. He's scarred for life because he was not local. There's no England anymore. No England anymore. What else is in the news? Contractor bought prostitutes for top
naval officers. In a way, that's a good sign. I'm glad to see that at least someone in the Navy still has that desire. I mean, on one hand. Meanwhile, in London, students were arrested after engaging in oral sex in a cafeteria in front of a crowd. That's normal behavior for England, I guess. Fleeing the wrath of cartels, record-breaking numbers of Mexicans are seeking asylum. Bring them all in. They're all Obama voters. Yeah, look, it's getting sicker by the day. Savage to take over Sean Hannity's radio slot. Oh, you didn't know about that? Oh, you didn't know about that? Oh, you didn't know about that? Well, let me tell it to you again. In the top left of michaelsavage.com, Savage is moving to drive time, 3 to 6 p.m. Starting January 1st, Teddy and Savage will be in drive time, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 12 to 3 p.m. Pacific, on your local station. Did you hear what came out tonight? Late breaking news. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate is executive at the company that built the Obamacare website. Let me repeat that. We now see naked corruption, if not something else. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate is an executive at the company that built Obamacare website. We are not implying that the First Lady benefited in any way whatsoever. But there is a thing called nepotism in government, which is known to go back to Abraham and Isaac. If this doesn't bother you, I've got other things to bother you with. The only topic I will not talk about is Obamacare, because it's done all day long. I told you my position on it all week long, which is give Obamacare a chance. Why do I say that? Give it a chance to be the Frankenstein that it is, and let Obama and the demon cats own it. If you stand in the way of Obamacare, what you're doing is you're actually helping Obama and Harry Reid and the people who run them. Don't stand in the way. You're being a fool. You're playing checkers while they're playing triple electronic chess. Anyway, here we are. It's another Friday. It's not Rock and Roll Friday. It's Jazz Friday. The number one story, which is the Michelle story. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate is a top executive at the company that earned the contract to build a failed Obamacare website. Tony Towns Whitley, Princeton class of 85, is senior VP at CGI Federal, which earned the no-bid contract. No-bid contract. To build a $700 million Obamacare enrollment website at healthcare.gov. CGI Federal is the U.S. arm of a Canadian company. This is unbelievable to me. In another time, in another place, the FBI would have investigated this day one. Her records would have been seized. Her computer would have been seized. If we were not living in a banana republic, this would have been an investigation from the day it was granted as a no-bid contract. How do you feel about Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate being an executive at the company that built the Obamacare website? Does it bother you? It's the Savage Nation, 855-407-282. This is Friday. What a day it's been. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate is an executive at the company that built the $700 million Obamacare enrollment website on a no-bid contract. In a rational government, the FBI would seize this woman's computers. We're not suggesting there was any wrongdoing, nor are we suggesting that there's any benefit to Michelle Obama. But it sure stinks to high heaven when it's a no-bid contract. At least that's what the little people think. John in Chicago, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I'm a Chicago police officer, and being in Chicago, Rahm has those no-bid contracts here as well.
Rahm Emanuel?
Yes.
Oh, God, it's as bad as it gets. It gets worse by the day.
Yes, I wanted to tell you and compliment you, Doctor. We spoke about you in our roll call the other day. With all the crime and corruption going on, we had to take a lighter side, and I talked about you in roll call, mentioning for a few coppers that were sick, I had to talk about your book, Healing Children Naturally. It's not just about children. It's some of these unhealthy cops, and then we spun it into your other books.
Oh, you started with my health books and brought it around to politics, and what happened? Your captain told you to stop?
Well, there was one guy that was very adamant. It's just nice that roll call turned into a positive spin because we talked about all Chicago and the corruption and the crime, and there's not enough people talking about
it. It's frightening. You know, I'm going to be not live, but I'm going to be on every day starting January 1st in your market on WLS. I've been waiting for this my entire career. I will be on WLS
one of the greatest stations in the country come January. So you're going to get more of Savage rather than less of Savage. Now, this thing about no bid contracts and corruption, why don't you consider moving to Cicero, where Al Capone once was the mayor?
I'm trying to get out of the state, Doctor. But we did surveillance the other day, and it's just a pleasure. I have to dodge bullets sometimes, but it's a pleasure listening to you when I'm doing surveillance or other things in this corrupt.
Well, let me tell you, you guys have to hang in there. This too shall pass. You know, there are cycles to everything in a country. There's a cycle in a life. There's a cycle in a nation's life. There's a cycle in a city's life. There is a cycle to corruption. You in Chicago are living through a violence and a corruption that your city has not seen since Al Capone's day. It's worse than it was on the Daily, and I know it for a fact. Because one thing about the boss, Daily, there was no crime like there is now. There were no shootings in the streets, not like today.
Thank you, Doctor. I can't compliment you more, and I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate is the executive at the company that built the Obamacare website. What a bomb that is. No bid contract. No bid contract. It stinks to high heaven. This is something out of a banana republic. It's something you would have seen in Argentina, Venezuela, Colombia, Mexico, but not in the United States of America in this day and age. What is going to happen as a result of this? Probably nothing. Remember when Solyndra disappeared, the solar company, and they had gotten a $500 million grant from Obama? Remember that? And all of a sudden they went bankrupt. And, oh, no, you're kidding. Well, we knew that was coming. Remember we heard the FBI went in there to seize their records, and I went on the air and I said, oh, thank God, the FBI is seizing Solyndra's records. We'll get to the bottom of it. One of you called my show and said, Michael, don't be naive. The reason that the FBI has seized the records of Solyndra is so they will bury the case. And bury it, bury it, bury it. Apparently the records of Solyndra took a one-way boat ride to the bottom of Lake Erie. It's a sad thing to talk about this. If they're coming after reporters like Mrs. Hudson with full body armor, who are they coming after next? Will it be you, or will it be me? Here's some of the great sound we have for today, Friday, October 25th. If you haven't heard it all, this is what we've been playing. In Benghazi, the attacker said to a witness, we're here to kill Americans.
They said, we're here to kill Americans, not Libyans. So they give them a good beating, pistol whipped them, beat them with their rifles, and let them go.
We're here to kill Americans.
That's what they said, yeah.
Not Libyans.
Yeah.
Everybody's heard that except Hillary Clinton. Congressman Henry Waxnose says, Obamacare has been an enormous success. Well, I guess if you want your nostrils flared, Obamacare has a special loophole for those with flared nostrils.
Affordable Care Act is an enormous success, with one obvious exception. It has a poorly designed website. The law has already accomplished a lot. Millions of Americans, especially seniors, have saved hundreds of dollars on prescription drugs. Young people have gotten health insurance coverage.
Yes, it's been a great success. Are you crazy? No, he's a Democrat. Here's another lunatic. So-called Senator John McCain's crazed daughter, Meghan McCain, says her father is depressed about American politics. I think he ought to be depressed about the fact that he's still in politics. Meghan McCain, whoever she is, says, we're both frustrated with the idea that only the hyper-conservative wing of the party is going to represent the masses. I've never heard him this depressed other than maybe after the 08 election. He's so depressed, so downtrodden. He's never seen it this bad in his 30... That's because he's hated. Your father's a sellout. Meghan, your father went from being a patriot to someone who hates the country.
We're both frustrated with the idea that only the hyper-conservative wing of the party is going to represent the masses. The past few weeks with the government shutdown, I've never heard him this depressed other than maybe after the 08 election. I mean, he's so depressed, so downtrodden. The way he's talking about how he's never seen it this bad in his 30-plus years in office.
Meghan McCain is a nobody. Remember the woman executed by your government during the D.C. chase? You know that in local police departments, when they stop a car, they don't shoot. They use pepper spray, tasers. This is unheard of.
Yes, I have some people prowling outside of my window. They've been prowling outside of my window for all day.
What, outside your window?
People like
loitering or
loitering, loitering, and like actually trying to videotape me from my window. Like,
you know who they are?
Yes, I do.
Why are they trying to videotape you?
Because they've been stalking me for the past several months.
She thought she was being stalked, and they killed her. Then, of course, there's Kathleen Sebelius, who must resign. It's going all around the internet. We played it first last night. She said, I don't work for the people calling for me to resign.
Majority of people calling for me to resign, I would say, are people who I don't work for and who do not want this program to work in the first place. I have had frequent conversations with the president, and I've committed to him that my role is to get the program up and running, and we will do just that.
Who does she work for? Who does she... We pay her salary. These are the sound bites we have for you today in the Savage Nation. Wait until you hear the sound bite I'm about to play for you. Here is the stranger, Harry Reid, telling us that everybody wants to pay more taxes. Listen to this weirdness in clip one.
The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. The rich know that. The rich are willing to pay more. They're not the ones out here saying, please don't tax me. But the only people who feel there shouldn't be more coming into the federal government from the rich people are the Republicans in the Congress. Everybody else, including rich people, are willing to pay more. They want to pay more.
You know,
he's
starting to sound deranged. I've always not liked Harry Reid's politics, but I've always respected him because of his ability to move bills that I despise through Congress. I think the man is senile. Does he know any rich people who want to pay more taxes? Let's start with those corporations who are paying no taxes. General Electric earned over $5 billion, no taxes. Ask Jeffrey Immelt if he is willing to pay more taxes, number one. What about Verizon? So far as I know, zero taxes. What about Microsoft? Low taxes. What about Google? Almost no taxes. They're doing double Dutch tax evasion, in my opinion, paying almost no taxes on U.S. earnings. So what rich are we talking about? Harry Reid is talking about those who own businesses. These are naked, well, I don't even want to use the word because it's overused and you won't believe me if I tell you what this is. Obama and his cronies are attacking the middle class, not the rich. When he says rich, he means the middle class business owner. These are naked socialists on the order of the ex-Soviet leader, Joseph Stalin, who attacked the bourgeoisie, meaning the rich. The real rich under Stalin paid nothing. The real rich under the dictators of the past usually got favored contracts and very low taxes. It was always the middle class that was hammered. 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation. We're open for business. KSFO. Andy, you're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Andy?
This bothers me. It bothers me a lot. But, you know, it's starting to get to be my normal state bothers. But I guess it's good.
Okay, so what bothers you?
The Obamas. This whole...
Does it bother you that Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate, Obama's Princeton classmate, is a top executive at the company that built the Obamacare website on a no-bid contract. Does that bother you?
Yes. Everything they do together bothers me.
But why was it a no-bid contract? No-bid means no-bid. It's a closed contract. It's corrupt. Means it's a corrupt contract. We haven't seen anything like this since the no-bid contracts during the Iraq War under Bush, have we?
I've never even heard of a no-bid contract.
Oh, they existed. They existed in great numbers under George Bush. Don't think this is the first time there's been a no-bid contract. The military contractors, many of them were no-bids. Thanks for the call. Let's take the next call out of WMAL in the heart of the monster, Washington, D.C. Go ahead, please. Lisa, you're on the program.
Yes, the only thing I want to say is that the Tea Party should get out of the Republican Party because they're screwing them, and then go after both parties, the establishment, and wreck them.
Hold it. Let's be real. That's an emotional statement that has very little chance of succeeding as a party unto itself. You have to understand how this system has been set up and how it's run. It's corrupt. It's almost impossible to create a third party that would get on 50 ballots. Do you understand that? Do you remember what Ross Perot did with his third party run? Who was affected by Ross Perot? The Democrats or the Republicans?
Republicans got screwed.
Thank you. But he set it up, in my opinion, to destroy the Republican vote. He set it up in order to make sure that Bill Clinton won. And then we found out that the 15 or 18% that he sucked away from the Republican Party is what cost the Republicans the election. And then we found out that his company was a data maintenance company whose primary contract was running the welfare checks for the government.
Savage.
One of the four horsewomen of the apocalypse who has ruined America, and her name is Catherine Sebelius, a former governor of Kansas who's now destroying health care in America, and she's the head of HHS. Listen to this arrogant bureaucrat as she says she will not resign. Listen.
Majority of people calling for me to resign, I would say, are people who I don't work for and who do not want this program to work in the first place. I have had frequent conversations with the president, and I've committed to him that my role is to get the program up and running, and we will do just that.
The people who I don't work for? You mean the taxpayers who want to resign? She doesn't work for them? Who does she work for? She works for the corporate special interests who have built the government, meaning you, of $1 billion to set up a computer program that doesn't work. Who got those contracts? Just think of the movie Z by Costa Gavras, and you'll find out what country we're living in. That takes you back a long way. I talked about the NSA spying and 35 nations are now going to the UN to restrain American spies. They found out that the NSA's Signals Intelligence Directorate, the SID, was listening in on their cell phone conversations under Obama because Obama offered hope and change. Little did they know that they were the dopes that were going to put up with that. But they did. They did. The sheeple got it. And it's only beginning now. The Stasi is fully in place. And if I know anything about powerful spy agencies, they don't go away on their own accord. They don't go away because a group of penguins at the United Nations say go away. Oh, no, they're going to double down on their spying. And I've also said we've gone from knee-jerk liberals to knee-jerk conservatives in one generation, and how we've gone from the founding fathers to the foundling fathers in one generation, and how we've gone from the Tea Party to the Me Party in one generation, how we've gone from health care to... You get the picture. These are topics that are worth talking about. The phone number is 855-472-82. Now let's move on to the calls. KSFO Carol, welcome to the program. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Restate what you were saying about Obamacare. There's a quote, I believe, from Lincoln which says, the best thing to do with a bad law is to enforce it strictly.
Yeah, well, don't get me started on Lincoln. He was a warmonger. He killed so many Americans, and he was an egomaniac. He was not the great man everyone thinks he was. Don't get me, I'm not one of those who worship at Lincoln's feet, by the way. But that's a good quote. But he was ruthless. You know, he burnt cities to the ground. You know that. Did you know that Lincoln was a terrorist of his own time? Did you know that? Can you name the southern cities that Lincoln burnt to the ground? No, no one can, because the penny was made from Lincoln, and everyone thinks he was a saint. He was a ruthless, psychotic narcissist that has been deified by so many in the world, it's hard to believe. Don't get me started on Lincoln and Daniel Day Lewis. Oh, the sensitive Lincoln struggling so hard as he walked over the mountains of dead Southern boys. Yeah, wonderful guy, that Lincoln. Wonderful guy, that Lincoln. So don't get me started on Lincoln. I know another deity of the American mythology, the mythology of the Americas. Yeah. Let's go to the caller, Suzanne, another Savagette from WMAL in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Savage, for taking my call. I want to thank you very much. I've been listening to you for years, but I want to thank you for helping me really just change my mind. I have been a supporter of Ted Cruz and the Tea Party and their actions, and they made their point. They knew from the beginning it wouldn't succeed, but now we should force him to go through with this law. We should never give him an extension now.
Right. Well, now what? Is Ted Cruz still on the bandwagon to block Obamacare?
I hope not. I hope he's like...
I don't follow him. I'm not a big fan of his. I think that he turned the Tea Party into the Me Party.
I think that any party, they needed somebody, and he just stepped in. He saw an opportunity, and he took it.
I understand, but what good did he actually do? He's destroyed the Republican brand. For whatever the reasons are, I mean, you could bash them all you want, but there's certainly our only hope right now is to bring a nationalist plank into the Republican Party. I said that last Friday. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
I didn't say start a third party. That's the surest way to keep the socialist Democrats in power forever. I said put a nationalist plank into the Republican Party and run it in 50 states. That's the solution. Don't destroy the infrastructure. That's the mistake everyone's making. You cannot create an infrastructure very easy. It's very easy to tear something down and extremely difficult to build something up. But I say let the Frankenstein of Obamacare live, and then the young people who were hoodwinked by this cool young guy called Obama will wake up to how they were hoodwinked. Suzanne, thanks to call. All I want to do is go make spaghetti when I get home tonight. I'm eating very simple meals now at night. Oh, I had a high blood pressure. I don't have high blood pressure. But unfortunately, last night I had a soup with a lot of salt in it. You ever have a headache, a high blood pressure headache from a salty meal? The back of your head, each time your heart beats, you feel like the back of your head's going to break. It's all from sodium. It's as simple as that. You don't have to go to Dr. Zhivago to get the answer to that one. Just stop the salt, for God's sakes. Whatever. My main themes are pretty clear. I don't want to go back and over them. But let's take some calls on various topics. WABC Susan. We're getting a lot of Savagettes calling. They're finally coming to understand they have a place to go that's safe. They don't want to go to a show that has an opening that goes, I'll put a boot in your... They don't want it. They don't feel comfortable calling a show where every day is the same opening. We'll put a boot in your... No, sir. They're tired of listening to Wall Bangers opening. We'll put a boot in your... Yeah, really. Real tough guy with the blue jeans and the pointy boot. We'll put a boot in your... Susan, welcome from WABC. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
I have to say, even though I know you have a national program, New York City is, still very important to the whole country as far as our economic and social...
Yes, nobody would deny that. It's the financial center of America.
So, well, what's happening just very recently, so everyone knows, and a lot of people have moved here from all over the country because we have been able to provide some form of jobs for the, very distressing job situation. Right. And they don't remember what happened under the last Democratic mayor, Mayor Dinkins.
Oh, yes, it's coming back. This guy de Blasio is saying he wants to create 30,000 affordable housing units in Manhattan. That's going to really help the housing market, huh?
Well, forgetting about that because that's long-term and it would take time, right now the Pirates are coming back to New York. We've overturned a lot of the things that have kept New York one of the biggest...
Oh, yes, your Judge Shindlin, the good liberal Judge Shindlin, overturned Stop and Frisk. And now the animals are out of the cages again. Is that correct?
But he's going to have a partner in our new Democratic mayor who is looking like the heir apparent, unfortunately. And I'm just urging anyone who can vote to please look at what is happening. We had a Whole Foods, which is a huge store in Soho.
They had an armed robbery in there the other day because that's part of diversity.
It was robbed by, I guess, armed gunmen came in there in such a busy...
Well, they didn't really rob it. They were just reappropriating the wealth of Whole Foods because it was for all the yuppies and no one was really hurt. It was a victimless crime, you see. Under the new mayor, I would expect that they should just give out the food and the drinks. This is akin to what went on in every other country that had a socialist dictatorship take over. It wasn't overnight, mind you, but the music died. I'll give you an example. Cuba. Cuba under the dictator Batista was a horrible place, and they were promised that with Castro there'd be fairness, there'd be equality. And the people liked it because they were poor and they were impoverished and they were oppressed. But they had some of the greatest music on the planet. And then when Castro came to power, the music died. It died. The soul of the country died. The spirit of the country died under communism. And what you're seeing in America today, where people are afraid to talk, they're afraid to speak their mind, don't you check yourself at work? When you see something, you know what's going on. Another diversity session by these monsters lying to you about your ancestry, lying to you about their ancestry, lying to you about your nation, lying to you about other nations. You know what's going on, and you can't say anything. You're afraid to say something. That's an example of the light dying in America under Obama. It didn't start with him, but it sure is escalating under him, didn't it? The spying, it didn't start with him, but it sure has escalated under him, hasn't it? The NDAA the NDAA, which was passed on New Year's Eve while you were partying and blowing your horns, I wrote about it in Trickle Down Tyranny. Some know about it. It gives your government the power to take anyone off the street at any time for any reason under the guise of national security. And now 35 national leaders found out they were spied upon by the NSA. They can't believe it. They're shocked, mind you, just shocked that the man who promised hope and change has, well, let us say, just spied on them. And it's all because of Snowden. Old Snowden, who had to flee America, who now says that no telephone in America makes a call without leaving a record with the NSA. Snowden's revelations. Do you remember what was said about Snowden? Do you remember the politicians who called for his death? Do you remember who said he should be killed? What were they hiding? Why did they want old Snowden dead? They wanted him dead. They said he was a traitor. I can name some of the politicians who called for Snowden's death. But now we know why he shouldn't have been killed. Now we have to thank Putin for taking him into Russia. Headline of The Guardian, U.S. spied on 35 world leaders. Now Snowden is urging Americans to protest. Can you believe what's going on in this country? Let me tell you something about spy agencies. They get bigger, not smaller. And everything that the left called for, Obama did so far, not all of it. And now they're the ones screaming the loudest. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation, Rock and Roll Friday. What a day it is. Supposed to be an easy throwaway day, Fridays. You know, everyone says, let's just do a call-in show so they don't have to prep. But when I saw the story that the federal government confiscated and investigated reporters' confidential files during a raid based on a false pretext, and I looked at the reporter's name and I said, Audrey? Nice Audrey Hudson? A nice middle-aged lady, as nice as they come, and they go with body armor, and they intimidate her and her husband and her dog? Just to get files to find out who inside Homeland Security gave us her information. This is a story that should be in every reporter's blog tonight. But there's a story that's somewhat even more disturbing. We've all asked ourselves, since the Obamacare debacle, who got the contract to build that lemon, the Obamacare website? Who created that lemon? First thing that entered my mind, sue them. Look into it. Came out today. Michelle Obama's Princeton classmate got a no-bid contract. Her company did, rather. No-bid contract for the company that built the Obamacare website. $700 million enrollment website. No-bid contract. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Does it bother you? Does it bother you at all? George Schindler, the president for U.S. and Canada of the Canadian-based CGI Group, became an Obama 2012 campaign donor after his company gained the Obamacare website contract. Does that make sense to you? Is that how it works? Ah, come on. They all do it, huh? They all do it? Are you serious? No, they all don't do it. People go to prison for this kind of thing. No, they don't all do this. As reported by the Washington Examiner early October, DHHS, Health and Human Services, reviewed only CGI's bid for the Obamacare account. CGI was one of 16 companies qualified under the Bush administration to provide certain tech services to the federal government. A senior VP for the company testified this week before the House Committee on Energy and Commerce that four companies submitted bids. But only one was considered, CGI's. Why? It's been a disaster. Let's put aside the connection to Michelle Obama. Let us say it's a weak link. Let's just say, come on, it's a big deal. She went to Princeton. She was a classmate of Michelle. That doesn't mean anything. Let's put that aside. The fact that the website doesn't work is the story. You go to prison for that. You pay your money back. And you go to jail. If you steal money like that, if you go into a 7-Eleven and you rob a beer, you will go to prison. But if you go into the solar industry and you rob $500 million, you go directly to the White House dinner. This is sickening. I guess you don't care about it. No bid contracts. How do you feel about the reporter? How do you feel about the no bid contract? Let's begin in, well, Florida somewhere, WCOA Florida. Rebecca, welcome to the Savage Nation. You're on with me. What's on your mind?
The first thing I thought of when I turned on the radio and you were told us about Ms. Audrey, the first thing that came to my mind was Michael Hastings. And I was like, oh, God forbid, she should check her car on her vehicle and make sure they didn't put something in there that'll blow up. Well,
I don't think most listeners know who Michael Hastings was. I do. Will you please tell the listeners who he was and what happened to him? Tell the audience who Michael Hastings was, please.
He was a journalist in California, and apparently they did a speed chase after him. And what I read, his car blew up. And
he was in a late model Mercedes, and he was known to be a very timid driver. And yet the car was seen speeding it up to 100 miles an hour, and then crashed into a tree, blew up, caught fire, and he was burned to death. There were then rumors and stories and suspicions that this was done by some kind of controlling device that can control the chip in a car, which is, by the way, valid. You can control a car today with electronic devices. It can be controlled from a distance. Well, we'll never know what really happened. After reading that story, I bought a 1970 Jaguar, not because I like old cars that don't run well, but because there are no chips in it. It's got four speeds, three old SU carburetors. There's not one computer chip in the entire car. Unfortunately, I had sold my 65 Cadillac before that. I'd pay more for it than I got for it when I auctioned it off, because that car was a bear of a car. That car could outrun a lot of cars on the road. It was a tank. There was not a computer chip in that 65 Caddy. Anyway, thanks for the call. Maybe they put a computer chip in Teddy. I better check him when he gets home tonight from the groomer. I better find out if they put a computer chip in my dog. He's been acting strange lately, I must tell you. Every time I give him a greenie, he looks at me in a weird way, like as if to say, is that all, Dad? Is that all you're giving me is a greenie? What's wrong with you? Anyway, you can only laugh at these things up to a certain point. There are other stories that are equally disturbing, so let me disturb you a little more. It's a Friday night. Most normal people are not listening to the radio. Most normal people are out partying. They're on drugs. They're drunk. They're stuffing themselves with heart attack food. So if you're not that type of individual and you're concerned about America and the direction it's taken under this administration, here's a few stories for you that may make your night even more disgusting. Soldiers at Fort Hood were told that Christians are extremists and a threat to America. I'm not making it up. They said they were warned not to donate to those groups because they would be subject to punishment under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. This came at a briefing on October 17th, and a half an hour of it was devoted to discussion about how perceived radical groups, like Christian-based American Family Association, were tearing the country apart. Fox News reports another soldier attending the meeting confirmed the threat of punishment was made. They are now punishing Christians, especially evangelical Christians. There are other stories that should make you sick. Atheist Mickey Weinstein, who in my opinion is a public enemy, and his MRFs struck again. This man, he's an atheist who has gone after every religious symbol in the U.S. military single-handedly. He has the military in his hand. The well-known atheist Mickey Weinstein is now being used by Obama to advise all the branches of the military on religious tolerance. Mickey Weinstein's policies includes court-martialing military chaplains who share the Christian gospel during spiritual counseling of American troops. I can't make this up. This is how perverted this is. The Air Force Academy today announced that it will now be optional for cadets to recite "So Help Me God" at the end of its honor oath. This is because of the atheists like Mickey Weinstein, who apparently hates God and wants everyone to eschew God from their lives. I don't care if you're an atheist or an agnostic. That's fine with me. That's your right. But I really resent these people stepping on the hearts and souls of people who believe in God, especially those who believe in Jesus Christ. I've got to say this to you. I have never in my life seen anything like this.
Savage.